It's only 2.5 years now since the Czech Republic officially joined the European Space Agency, and already Czech scientists are playing a big role, with more than 36 projects currently underway. The country that offered the first European astronaut is returning to space now with, to name one example, the Swarm satellite mission to study the Earth's magnetic field. There, experts from the Aeronautical Research and Test Institute are providing accelerometers, first developed in Czechoslovakia in the 1980s, to precisely measure the trajectories of satellites, and they are among the top specialists in the world in this expertise. Elsewhere, at the Institute of Experimental and Applied Physics, Zdeněk Vikidal is one of those helping the European Space Agency, or ESA, with the development of neutron detectors, which we spoke about by phone.
Okay, yeah. Can we hear each other okay?
Yeah, I'm here with Dr. Pospíšil, the director of our institute.
Hello, Dr. Pospíšil.
Call me Stanislav.
Okay, Stanislav, what is exactly a detector of neutrons?
Zdeněk, start to talk. There are several ways how to detect neutrons. For space application, the motivation to detect neutrons is especially to find out the presence of water, which is an essential compound, you know, for life. What we are now working on our project with ESA, is, let's say, a new type of the detector, because currently the detectors which are used for the detection of thermal neutrons in space application are proportional gas tubes. So basically you have two chambers filled with gas, which is sensitive to capture thermal neutrons, and then you have one tube covered by cadmium and one open. And you measure the difference between the signal from these two tubes, and this difference gives you an information about the thermal neutrons.
Look, maybe Zdeněk started to explain everything too much in technical details. Water content can be determined in many ways. But of course, in space, where there is a vacuum, etc., the water is bounded in minerals, like a crystallic water, etc., then one of the way, which is very effective, is to send there fast neutrons, and fortunately, fast neutrons are produced by cosmic rays, and these fast neutrons, when they interact with the hydrogen, which is part of water molecule, they moderate like in billiard.
They bounce and off then, each other, basically.
Yes, yes. And then these fast neutrons are becoming slow neutrons. And these thermal neutrons, they are very easily absorbed by some nuclei, like lithium-6 or boron-10. And after this absorption, there is a huge amount of energy produced, energetic alpha particles are released. And we propose to detect these alpha particles and tritons by our specific detector. And our technique, which we are proposing and using and developing for this space application, can do this, can discriminate these thermal neutrons from another type of space cosmic radiation.
When do you believe that your work will be used in practice by the European Space Agency?
Okay, these products, of course, we are not starting from zero. That means we produce such detectors already for our research project, for example, in a nuclear physics institute in our country, for research with neutrons also in Institute of Lauer Langevin. And it was already tested in balloon flights about 1 or 2 years ago. And because it was successful, it initiated interest of ESA in such a product. And we are working now on adaptation of the device for space mission. There are special conditions for data transfer and also mechanical conditions because of vibration of rockets, etc. And the device, we suppose, should be ready by the end of this year. And already also NASA starts to be interested in such a detector.
Zdeněk Vikidal and Stanislav Pospíšil of the Institute of Experimental and Applied Physics there, talking about their work on neutron detectors for the European Space Agency. Another Czech scientist who is bringing decades of experience to use in the ESA is Ivan Procházka of the Czech Technical University in Prague. A pioneer in methods of laser pulse transmissions, Dr. Procházka and his team are working, among other things, on the ESA's Atomic Clock Ensemble in Space, the name of which I'm reserving here and now in case I ever want to start a rock and roll band. On the importance of this project and precision timekeeping for satellites in general, I spoke with Dr. Procházka's colleague at the Department of Nuclear Physics, Jan Kodet.
It is very important because to place the clock out to the space, it is possible then to distribute the clock or time base to different places in the world. And it can support a lot of projects. And one of the biggest is the navigation.
Right. Systems like Galileo or the American GPS wouldn't be able to work at all without perfect timekeeping. Is that right?
Yes.
And so how does your work contribute to the work of the European Space Agency?
We are part of European Laser Time Transfer, which is part of ACES project. It is Atomic Clock Ensemble in Space. And this project will be on board on ISS, this International Space Station. And this project is based on existing international laser ranging network. And our group is participating in this community more than 30 years with different projects and their applications. When we will consider only space project, we have participated in development of lidars and altimeters and so on. And on the basis of this project, our detector was first used in China laser time transfer and then for another time transfer project which were carried out by CNES. It was a T2L2 project. It means time transfer by laser link. And based on these experiences and experiment, Professor Procházka with Professor Schreiber made a proposal to ESA to include our detector also to ACES project. And so they have succeeded, and we are part of this project, which is called European Time Transfer.
Jan Kodet of the Department of Nuclear Physics at the Czech Technical University in Prague, bringing us to the end of this month's edition of Science Journal. I hope you'll be back one moon from now, as they say in Czech, for the next installment.